guys, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, dude.
Thanks for having us, man.
No
problem. Time.
So this is the studio. Feel free to make yourself at home. Sit anywhere, the mics that have our names on them, those are our spots. But if you want to sit there, it's completely up to you. Me studio, Sue studio, Sue studio. whatever you need to do, I'm just going to go check on, Baroque and Stu are going to make some cookies. So I'm going to go check on them and I'll be right back.
It's a great place you have here.
Awesome. Thanks,
man. Yeah, no problem.
Jesus. Hey, I don't think you guys want to sit on this couch. This like fartniture. It smells weird.
I was just going to say, man, it's a little musty down here.
Yeah, it kind of smells like the basement under your basement. Like if your basement had a basement. That's what it smells like.
Like musty and like, it's like damp and shit. It's got that old like woman smell. You know what I mean?
I didn't think stone could leak like that.
Hey guys, how you doing? Can I get you something while we know we're
barbecue?
We're getting ready. You guys need like water, juice.
Yeah, no, water sounds awesome.
I'll grab a tea if you want to brew me a tea, man.
Do I look like right now, Betty freaking Crocker to you? I'll get you a water. I'll be right back.
I thought he was Betty Crocker. He said he was making cookies.
Hey, if you guys need to go to the bathroom, go outside. Okay. Don't use the bathroom in here. There's stuff plastered on the walls. I don't know what it is.
Is it normal for the microphones to not be plugged in?
I noticed that, but I didn't want to say anything. You know what I mean? Like, this is there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they probably have like a method.
I don't think we should say anything.
Yeah, probably not.
Hey guys.
Oh,
hey,
Stu.
Stu, what's up, man?
Not much. Listen, just checking in here. You guys need any gamer subs or anything like that?
Oh, every day, you know?
Yeah?
I can't get enough.
Okay, well, me and Baroque are just baking cookies in the next room over. Fun fact. He likes to be called Betty Crocker. Listen, I'll be right back, all right?
Well, I asked him for some tea, and he gave me some shit for asking for tea.
Yeah, no, we don't got none of that tea. You're getting some gamer subs, all right? Just sit down. I'll be right back, guys.
What kind of cookies do you think they're baking?
I think I just sat on something like squishy. It's like it doesn't feel. It feels like I shit my pants.
Wait, you shit your pants?
Oh, it feels like it. Like on this chair.
You sat on some shit in your pants.
It's like chocolate pudding or something.
Oh.
I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Hey, guys. Be a good show.
Hey,
Hey.
What's up, man?
So before we get to recording, we just have a little pre-show ritual that we do. You want to come on back, Stu and Baroque. Baroque, he's baking those cookies. He likes to be called Betty Crocker, And you know what? I'm thinking he's going to change his name to it because rebranding, so hot right now. So if you want to come back, we're back in the old jacuzzi getting our pre-show koozie on. Hey, come on back.
Sounds good.
Right. Cool. I have a jacuzzi. Why don't we have a jacuzzi?
I think that's maybe where they put all their money. Instead of the studio, they put it into the jacuzzi. You know what I mean?
This jacuzzi looks pretty nice, though, man. Look at this thing.
Thanks. Hey, don't worry about suits. We go all natural. Yeah, so...
works for me.
I was already naked, so we're good.
Okay, cool. Oh, I see that. Wow.
That's why he's so short.
Yeah. It's like a tripod. But anyway, yeah, so our bubble machine broke. So, Baroque, turn on the bubbles.
Yep, I just had a 3 bean and cheese burrito. Bubbles inbound.
Oh, God.
So warm.
It's so effervescent.
Just breathe through your mouth.
I feel my pores opening.
Bite the bubbles. you're a real Fonzanu. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of DTP, episode 94. And, wow. Yeah.
90. Damn.
So, yeah.
That's a half dozen less than 100.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm JC Jesse. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. No, really. Thank you. This week we have with us Mr. Sugatsu.
Howdy, y'all.
Hi. Wow.
Hey. Yeah.
I was in Texas for a couple of days.
Texas comes back on
him. That's what happens, I guess. I don't know. So, glad to be back. That was a hell of a show last week, boys. You guys had me rolling.
Yeah, we missed you, buddy.
Hey, I got a fun fact. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Go for it.
In your lifetime, the average person will produce 185 kilograms of shit. Now, for those American listeners, that's approximately 407 pounds.
That's not a lot when you think about
it. Well, that's a lot of shit.
One big pile of crap. Yeah,
like, it's bigger than an NFL lineman.
But in your lifetime, I mean, you could live to be like 100 years.
Well, I guess this is average. If you live to be 100, you're probably up in that number.
All right.
But not everybody makes it that far, right? So, average.
Huh. All right.
Actually, almost lower than I thought.
That's way lower than I thought it would be.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Well, like, you guys might be more full of shit than other people, true. And I mean, I've heard that said. So maybe
this is true.
Yeah, I guess I have
like this round number in my head of like, you know, maybe like two giant, you know, craps a week, and I don't know. I haven't weighed them, but they're probably like half a pound. I don't know.
Listen, the good news is the show can't go down the toilet anymore. Like, this is already a low point.
Yeah,
the show can only go up from here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this sounds like a hard open.
This is pretty much par for the course. Thanks for listening. If this is the first time you're listening to us,
I'm gonna go sit in the corner. Don't talk to me anymore.
We also have with us Baroque Reaper.
Hey, how's it going? Who wants some cookies?
Oh boy.
No.
Please clip that.
That's at 7:50.
Oh, damn. So, you know, I gotta say, people at the movie theaters are getting really pushy.
Oh, really? You don't say.
How pushy?
They're getting pretty damn pushy, because, you know, I was trying to, you know, I'm getting in line, going, ticket person takes my ticket, shows it, and goes, sir, you can't bring that burrito in here. And I'm like, I totally can. This is my support burrito. They didn't buy it, so, you know, they stole my burrito from me, the bastards.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't get it. Is this a story or the joke?
Is that a joke? Because I don't know what it is.
It was a support burrito, you know, it's like, it's my support dog. It's for emotional support.
Yeah, but
that's probably... Broke. That is the... You've done some stinkers.
No, that's the best.
Oh, whoops. I meant to play this. You've told some really horrible jokes. That is probably the worst joke I've ever heard in my life.
That might be.
That's just a statement. That's not even a joke.
Fine. What lives at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
It's too late.
A nervous wreck.
All right, moving on.
That was excellent.
Moving on. This week, we're joined by the members of the Anti-Meta podcast, Amp Fellas. How's it going, fellas? We have with us Gear Dad.
Hello.
How's it going, Jay?
Going great, man. So happy to be here, dude.
Well, that makes you, really.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Very happy to have you guys here. We have you. We have the Academy Award. What's going on, Oscar?
Hey, it's going great. Y'all are a hoot.
Hey.
This is going to be a blast.
Thanks, buddy. And last but not least, the Canuck Show. What's going on?
What's going on, guys? I just woke up from a little bit of a nap there, so if I'm out of it, I do apologize.
Well, I appreciate you taking a little nap to kind of hang out with us. I'm not making any jokes about going to bed early. I know you don't go to bed early all the time. But I appreciate
just
it.
Most of the time.
I'm very happy
to be here. I've been a long-time listener, so it's good
to
be
Well, it's
here.
Been a long time coming to have you guys on here, because I mean, we had Jay on not too long ago. But yeah, wanted to have everybody on and kind of get the whole experience. And actually, what I was talking to the guys, what I think we're going to do, and if you hear any other podcasts talking about this, they're stealing this idea. This is ours. No. But what we're going to do is we're going to try and have at least once a month to have like a whole podcast and not just like one person from the podcast, but have like everybody on the big pod orgy of sorts mashup.
That's an awesome idea, dude.
That's yeah. a great idea. Podigy.
Badass.
A porgy?
Like porgs?
Yeah.
Like Star Wars?
Porgs. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Last Jedi. So good, right, Oscar?
Dude, masterpiece.
Adam, I know you love it. It's right up there. It's probably like my second favorite movie, right behind Jurassic Park, The Lost World. Anyway, but I'm glad you guys are on here. I'm very excited because we're taking a little bit of Amped, and we have a movie that we're going to talk about second half of the podcast, and I'm very, very excited to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
There's a couple things. I had an epiphany this week, and I kind of wanted to share it with everybody. And actually, it was yesterday. I was watching a show. We all have Netflix here. Have you guys seen the show on Netflix? It's called Ugly Delicious.
No.
Yeah.
Have you seen? You've seen it soon?
No.
Anyway.
I saw the first episode. I didn't watch more than that.
Okay. So it's... I forget the name of the...
I don't know, but David I think I Chang? Didn't watch another one because he kind of bugged me.
Yeah, well, anyway, the guy who does the show is like a chef in New York City. He has like a Momofuku, I think, is the name of his place. David Chang, I think, is his name. Anyway, this first episode is about pizza, and they're talking about, you know, they're all kinds of different pizzas, and they go over to Italy, and I felt really stupid for never having known this. But buffalo mozzarella, I love buffalo mozzarella. I thought it got its name because it was kind of like it originated in Buffalo, New York.
No, you did not.
Jesus. I didn't realize that it came from actual buffaloes. So they show all these, they're like milking all these fucking water buffaloes. And I'm like, huh, shit. Okay, I get it.
Hey, it's like, you want to know how to say buffalo in Italian?
How's that?
Buffalo.
say it with us, kids. Buffalo.
Now, but who stole that from who? Did Italians make that one first, or is that an American creation, that word?
No, that's definitely Italian.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, I thought I'd share that with everybody, because I felt extremely stupid.
That's wonderful.
Another little funny tidbit from this week is yesterday... I was watching the Ninja Vegas. I don't know if you guys caught any of that esports stream with Ninja was in Las Vegas, and they had this thing where they were playing Fortnite, and if you killed him, it was at this esports place at the Luxor, right? And they had all these people playing live there. And so they went through these different heats, and they would rotate out like 75 players or something like that. And if somebody there killed him, they got $2,500. If he won, then his charity would get $2,500, and the bounty doubled. So then the next person who killed him would get $5,000, and so on and so forth, right? It was really super cool. So I'm watching it while I'm cooking dinner, and I leave, and I come back, and my kids are watching it. I had it all set up, and... friend of the show, first guest, Dr. Lupo, was shoutcasting the match and had a funny experience. Like, you know, now my kids are starting, like, they know who Ninja is and they know who Lupo is and stuff like that. And I was like, oh yeah, it's Dr. Lupo. I know him. Like, he was like, yeah, sure you do, Dad. Like, no, like really, like he's been on my podcast. Like, sure, Dad. Okay, whatever. So made me feel like a fucking real big piece of shit. Anyway,
we knew Lupo before he was cool,
right,
dude? That was pretty awesome. Like, you know, I don't know, it was really cool. There was 500,000 people watching that stream, It was pretty. No. It's pretty amazing. Anyway, what do you say we get into some video game chat here, fellas? Because we got
two void and an art.
Oh shit.
That. Well, that's video game talk.
Have you played any video games this week?
I play video games every fucking night, bitch.
Yeah, you do.
Can I just interject for a second?
No.
Did you really think Americans invented mozzarella? Like, I'm really hung up on this. Was it the Italians first? Or No, not you. It was Academy asked.
No. I was asking who came up with the word buffalo first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, no. I think that's just what they've been called. I don't know.
No, man. I'm from Wisconsin. I got my cheese down.
Fair point.
It's the only state pride I can claim is, you know, a little bit of cheese knowledge.
There was a thing on Sunday morning today. It was about cheesemongers. It was like they have a big cheesemonger competition somewhere. I don't know where it's at because I missed like the first part of the story, but it's a thing.
That's a weird coincidence because that's my supervillain name.
Cheesemonger?
What is a cheesemonger?
Yeah.
Cheesemonger? A cheesemonger is someone who works at like, I don't know, it could be like a artisanal.
So it's fucking, like a fishmonger except with cheese?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they just
they're going to start like, and throwing cheese back.
Well, they tell you what to pair it with and stuff, you know? I don't know.
Oh, so it's like a sommelier for cheese.
Yeah, but they're called a cheesemonger. And like one of the things in the competition was they had to measure a quarter pound of cheese just by like sight.
Hmm. Oh, I imagine that they can. That's pretty. If you're a cheesemonger, you should be able to do that. That seems like a rudimentary task.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I could do it with pot.
Wow. So
I'm sure they can do it with cheese.
Oh, happy 420, by the way. I guess that was
a thing.
2 days ago.
That was a thing, yes.
I remember those days.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Your supervillain name is really Cheesemonger. All I can think is you're like a villain in Powerpuff Girls. Seriously.
Hey, you know, it's an entry-level job. I'm hoping to, you know, get some experience and break out into the mainstream sometime.
Well, in the city of Townsville, the cheesemongers wreaking havoc. I got cheese.
They did say cheesemongers, for the most part, make minimum wage. So it is an entry level position, apparently. But they
were in California. Be a cheesemonger, you make some money.
They were hype as shit about cheese. These people.
Man, how can you not be hyped as shit about cheese? I fucking love that shit.
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
Be lactose intolerant. You will not be as hyped about cheese all of a sudden.
I Bessent. I fucking Bessent because I'll fucking die by the amount of fucking cheese I eat.
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
Maple cheddar.
I've never had that before, but it sounds like it's pretty fucking delicious.
It's fucking amazing.
Do they milk the maple cheese?
It's awesome. There's a place, what's it called? Black River, I think it's called, down around here somewhere. And it's in between. Fuck, where is it? I think it's an hour.
I don't think any of our listeners are ever going to go there.
Like, well,
I appreciate your enthusiasm to support a local business.
You can
business,
get that shit at fucking Costco.
Hey, we have a lot of Canadian listeners, I'll have you know, sir.
That's just me listening back, I think.
This is true. Stu has, like, all these bots. It's got, like, 500 bots that listen.
This Stu botnet.
You can get that shit at Costco, man.
Stu Botso.
Stu Botso. Hey. Maple cheddar. You got to fucking try it someday.
So, I guess... did we play video games this week, guys?
We did. Yes.
Because we played the clip and then we just talked about cheese for 12 hours.
Cheese is
what? You guys don't go off on like fucking tangents and shit?
Have you ever listened to this show? No, we are down to business every single week.
All right. Hey, I'm ready to talk about cheese
for the next hour.
All right.
Welcome to Dad Cheese Podcast.
Cheese Tales Pod. I want to know what everybody's favorite cheese is now. What's yours, Oscar?
Oh boy, I don't know. Smoked Gouda, can't go wrong.
Oh, you bastard,
Jay!
You took mine.
It's not a competition.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not even.
Now, Stu wants to talk about fucking smoked Gouda.
You know what? Double smoked Gouda. How about that? I'm going double smoked Gouda.
Oh, this freaking guy.
Jay, what's yours?
I'm lactose intolerant, man. So I don't know.
Damn.
Just whatever. I have no idea what cheese is. It's just one of those things. I don't know. Mozzarella? We'll go with mozzarella.
Buffalo mozzarella.
Come there you on. Go. Buffalo mozzarella. There you go.
Wow, you speak good Italian.
Oh, thank you.
I forget what night it was I made shrimp scampi, but I made the shrimp scampi I make is like a heavy cream base. My kids love it. I love it. Like, everybody loves it. But I know, like, I have a certain window to eat it, because at the end of the meal, I need to be, like, I need to be, like, out. I need to be upstairs. No one needs to be around. Because, and my wife is always like, why didn't you take your lactate? I'm like, it ruins, I have to eat this shit before I eat that, and it, like, ruins my taste buds, so it doesn't taste the same. Like, I'm home.
No, don't get the chewables. You got to take the pills that are
swallowed. Yeah, the ones you don't chew. Yeah.
Do not get the chewable. The chewable, yeah. I mean, they taste good, but then, yeah, everything tastes like that vanilla cream.
Dude, lactate is like pizza. It's like $16 a box. I'm not just getting rid of the chewable ones and buying pills now.
I got to the point where I can just dry swallow the chewable ones. I don't even want to taste it. Got to do what you got to do, man. That ice cream.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like I said, I've had it, and like it was like, all right, pizza, vanilla cream on top of a combination pizza. That's just not part of the combination I want.
I can't dry swallow pills. Actually, I should clip that. 20.
Yeah, just, you should just clip it. I can't dry swallow. I'm just like, clip it. Just like.
Had it right
there. So, since you know this is the old man talk, what's your favorite fucking brand of Depends then? Bunch of old bastards.
Just giant brand. Just the regular kind.
A Walmart brand, you know, yeah. Whatever the hell's XL. On sale.
Size XL.
Extra, extra large.
It does really suck that, like, that's like what it takes. Like, if you want to eat cheese, now you have to eat pills in order to. I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
I live on the edge.
Yeah, so I don't eat the pills. That's why I don't take them.
I don't eat the pills. I just eat the cheese, and
you pay.
I deal with it. I'm like, you know what? I don't need to interact with other human beings for a couple days. I can eat some cheese. So
yeah, that's called a Friday night, not a Monday morning.
Even the lactate for me, it's like flipping a coin. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
No, they help, but they don't like make it like I was before lactose intolerant. They just help.
I don't know.
So video games.
Yeah. What'd you guys play this week?
Lactate Tales.
Yes, this cheese segment was brought to you by Lactaid.
What'd you guys play?
Don't crap your brains out, Lactaid.
Anybody hop in any Iron Banner? Did you guys boot up any Destiny at all?
I did do one night of it. And it was fun, but I'm going to be honest, it wasn't enough to like make me go, I'm back in Destiny full time from that alone. But that was definitely a good step in the right direction.
Was that Wednesday night? Yeah, it was the only night I played. Actually, I may have played a little bit on Thursday, but that's about it. I was done after that.
I planned to play some Iron Banner on Friday, but then I ended up hooking up with some buddies and playing PUBG, so that happened.
Yeah, I played Friday night after we ran the raid with Fluffy and Nips and like the regular crew that we run with. So we ran like maybe half a dozen games. It's fun. Like it's the chaos is back. It's cool.
It was just It was just nice to have six people playing something else other than like a raid.
That's exactly what it was. Like we raided and then we're like, hey, you guys want to run some banner? Cool. Like and nobody had to, we didn't have to kick anybody out of the party or nothing like that. It was
the way I played a little bit as well. I played, I don't know, maybe a handful of games. And same idea as you guys already said, it's a lot of fun. It feels like that chaos is back. And I really like how things are setting up where it was Iron Banner, then it's Mayhem, then it's Iron Banner again. I actually wish that they would just keep kind of rolling things like that. But, I don't know. I'm kind of happy that it's still not in a good state, Destiny 2, because I'm not going to have time to play. So screw you guys. I don't know.
It's all right. We'll find somebody else.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Remember me, guys.
There's a million Stugazzos out there. I'll have you know. Not really. Sorry.
No, there is. You have to see how many permutations until I can get the name with that thing. That's why there's an underscore. I wish it wasn't there.
No, it was fun playing the other night. And I'm going to hold on to my tokens. Hopefully when the The war mine rolls around. There's some really cool gear on the way.
Yeah, I'm hoarding everything right now. Like, I'm not turning anything in. Just so that, you know, when the expansion drops, then I can turn them all in and get everything and then complain again that there's no content.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Supposedly, according to all the tweets, the highly vague tweets from everybody that went to the summit this week, that, you know, September, guys, it's going to bring everybody back. You wait and see. I see that look on your face, Oscar. You're going to be so wrong. Oh, my God. You're going to be eating so much crow. September rolls around.
I just popped an eyeball by, like, like reflexively rolling my eyes so hard.
But anyway, I mean, I hope they're right. Everybody kind of says the same vague thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's by design. Like, oh, we can't say much. You know, we have our talking points. But
I'm sure there were NDAs.
They were.
Oh, there was, yeah.
Some people have come out, yeah, I can't say anything. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And, you know, some people have had to talk about why they can't talk about it, because it's the whole, well, just because we want them to do something and everybody agreed upon it, doesn't mean it can actually happen by September, because, you know, some things are way more complex than we imagined originally. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, I bought all the DLC, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to play it anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
How's PUBG going?
I don't know. I enjoy it. I have fun playing it, especially in duos or squads. I have a blast. It's definitely come a long way. I was saying on our show earlier tonight that I only started really playing it in February, and even since February, it's come a long way. So
yeah,
but
Broke and I used to play it a lot, and then we started playing Fortnite, and it seems like that's like the new jam now.
Yeah, I can't get into it. I don't know.
They kind of occupy like different spaces where you would think like, okay, they're both battle royale, but they're so different. They're both so different. And at first, I liked PUBG because I was like, I don't want to play that cartoony shit. I don't want to build anything. I just want to go in and shoot things. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know, something kind of took over, and I think what it is, I think it's the battle pass, to be honest with you, because now you put in place a system where it's like, okay, you want me to go out and get 3 kills in this place, and then I get this much XP, or, oh, I have to land on 10 mountains and I have to do all these different things. Like, that gives me something to chase. Cool. You know, so I think bounties. Yeah, it's exactly it. Like, there's daily bounties, there's weekly bounties.
That's cool.
And some of them are really easy and some of them are really hard. But I forget how many weeks there are worth of bounties. Was it like 12 weeks or something like that?
There's 10 full weeks of challenges each week.
Yeah.
And I think after week 10, there's still another week you can still do a complete everything.
Yeah, so anyway, so you have the whole season to do these. But once they unlock, it's not like you have like, okay, well, I have 1 week to do week one. No, it doesn't work that way. So every week unlocks a new system of challenges. But you could still complete shit from like 5 weeks ago. So and then once you do that, it's like massive amounts of XP to get you through your battle pass. And each level that goes up, you get, you know, V-Bucks or whatever, you know, skins for the game or some shit. So I think that's kind of what grabbed me from it, as opposed to PUBG.
Yeah, PUBG, I mean,
I could see that.
If the battle points, you got them more liberally, I think it'd be better. Because then it's like, okay, at least I can turn them in and get something. With PUBG, I mean, it's that whole, yeah, you can win, and that's cool, but that's about it. There's not, like, they don't have enough just grind stuff. It's just like, I can do good and kill. There's not like, oh, let me work towards getting something. It's just, let me get better.
So, and it's funny you say that, because on mobile there is that stuff.
Yeah, I have to PUBG, download that. I see you guys, man, getting those chicken dinners.
PUBG, man, PUBG on mobile is 1,000 times better than it is on console. Like, it's polished. There's shit to do. The gameplay is better. Yeah, I don't know. What was it? Thursday, I had 2 wins and a second place finish. And both wins, I had 7 kills. It's a lot easier to get kills. It's a heck of a lot of fun. The auto looting system is fantastic.
That might be it right there. It's
super the loot fun.
System. Because, like, yeah. Xbox, it's just, like, it gets to be a pain. Like, oh, I got to move over this one thing. Oh, let me hit the 12-button combination to move one thing from here to there.
It sucks having to do that on Xbox.
Yeah, the controls are dumb on Xbox, dude.
Yeah. But it's coming along. Played that. I played a lot of Call of Duty World War II. But, yeah.
Sweet.
We did play Fortnite, you know. That fun, the 50 versus 50 version 2.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. They have all these goofy fucking...
Yeah, how's that, 50 v 50?
That, the first that's one was, fun. Okay, just drop, and it was, you know, anybody could drop anywhere. This time they have two different battle buses that go across, and they split the map in half, and they put a circle on there, like, okay, this is where it's going to end up after the storm starts coming in 10 minutes. The only part that kind of sucks is you're dropping with 49 other people on your team, and everybody wants the good guns, which means you're fighting for a good gun.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's actually a lot of fun because basically it's, you know where you got to go, and then you get to the end, and it's usually pretty lopsided by the time you get to the end because all of a sudden it's just like, oh, it's 40 versus 40, 30 versus 30, 30 versus 20. But 19 versus 3.
The cool thing is the amount of building actual forts in 50v50 is crazy. It's like, there's like fucking stairs going, I don't know, like 500 feet up in the air with a jump pad and then all this crazy shit. But I like it for the fact that trying to get some of these bounties done, trying to get some of the challenges done in regular modes, like duos or squads or whatever, like... crossbow elimination, like that is tough because crossbow is like not the easiest weapon to get a kill with. I mean, at least not for me, maybe for somebody else. But in the 50v50, it's a lot easier because once you get to that circle, there's a ton of people around there, so they're distracted with other people, so you can actually try and kill them with a crossbow or a sniper or do whatever. And plus, there's just always tons of loot. By the time you get to that circle, there's shit laying around everywhere. I don't know. It's pretty fun.
Is there a friendly fire on?
No.
No, you can't kill your teammates. Okay. So that's what's even...
That's nice.
You're no killing Gear Dad, you know, on accident?
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Sorry.
You eliminated Gear Dad.
I had to put him down. Oscar, are you still playing Warframe? Because I saw they have a new update with Dominatrix with a big whip or something like that.
That just came out on PC. Whoa, but PC updates a little differently than console because console updates have to like go through certification. But it's kind of neat, you know. PC gets updates every like 3 days or something, but then every month or so, like 2 weeks staggered from PC, it gets the last month's worth of PC updates all at once. So it's like you get a DLC's worth of content dumped on you every month.
That's so pretty cool.
There's not a Dominatrix on Xbox yet, unfortunately.
That's too bad.
Is it seriously called Dominatrix?
No.
No.
Oh, did you hear the joy in his voice? There's not a Dominatrix on Xbox.
Yet. So does it like...
See?
Does it have like high heels and it like puts it on my character's nuts? Does it do anything like that?
It's the hot wax edition.
I have it downloaded. I've still never... actually played it. I should do that.
It's really, really good. It's a lot to get into, but there's like infinite stuff to do. So, I mean, I think the return on investment is there.
Yeah. One thing I did try, I downloaded, I don't know if I talked about this last week, but I downloaded Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which is part of
Games of Gold.
And I was super excited to play that one. I didn't buy it when it came out because I was like, I don't know if I want to play any more Assassin's Creed games, but I really love like turn of the century London, like Jack the Ripper and like, you know, Peaky Blinders type of stuff. Like, I like that time. And so I finally played it the other day and it just seemed like it's like on rails. It wasn't as fun as, I only played a little bit of it, but it was just like, you know, hit RT for free roam. So I just hit RT and went forward and started jumping. Like, it, I don't know, it felt a little bit less
open.
Yeah, a little less open and interactive, where it's just like, okay, I press one button and I can just jump on things and jump from here to there instead of like hit B to do this, hit A to do that. Like, I don't know, felt a little easy. I don't know. Have you guys played it at all?
I did when it first came out, and then I got bored of it. And then just before Origins dropped, I finished it off finally. There was things about it I did enjoy. I did enjoy the twins having Evie and Jacob Fry as playable characters, and the setting was great. I did like the setting.
But, yeah.
It's definitely forgettable.
Have you guys seen... anybody here watch Taboo?
No.
With Tom Hardy?
Oh, I always wanted to. It looks super good.
It is fucking unbelievable. Like, that's my... I'm just going to put it out there. Right, and I probably said it before. Like, Tom Hardy is like my man crush.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, that guy, he is just amazing. But the show is super... it's just... I don't know. You'd have to watch it. Unfortunately, the only thing is that I don't think the second season is coming to like 2020 because he has so many movies, and it's just one of those shows where it's like, okay, well, we'll just make it whenever we get around to it, and you'll just have to wait, and that's pretty much it.
Well, he did that on a deal. He said he'd be in somebody's movie if he could do that show with them or something.
He wrote it. He's one of the writers on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can't remember the deal he made to do that show.
But anyway, I mean, the reason why I brought that up is because it takes place during the same time period.
That's right.
And it would seem like, hey, you guys like turtles? Like, just bring up random shit.
I like turtles.
All I play is like Fortnite this week. That's pretty much it. Fortnite and Iron Banner. 50v50. Was fun. Stu, did you play anything?
Nope. Just
that's right.
Just a bit of Iron Banner.
You're in Texas,
y'all.
I tell you one thing. Oh shit! I almost forgot. Speaking of video games, so I met friend of the show Meef in person this week.
Oh my goodness!
I saw that. That's awesome, dude.
It was a lot of fun. So,
who's taller? You or Meef?
I'm taller than Meef.
Okay.
And the picture, the selfie that I put online, it makes me look like I'm like a giant because of like the perspective.
Well, that's
yeah. I was like, you are huge compared to him.
The perspective. He's standing a little bit behind me. It's like Hagrid and Harry Potter. It's like forced perspective. But anyway, what his clan does is they and I think this is the second annual they've done it. Last year they did North Carolina. He said. So they rent a place, and then a bunch of people get together, and they just have a big LAN party. And so I went to go meet him. They're at this house in South Philly. I thought it was somebody's, like, one of the crew's house. I'm like, this house is fucking nice. Like, it's like four floors, super nice in South Philadelphia. Like, well, awesome.
How many screens? Because in that picture alone, I was trying to count, and there was a ton of screens
there was
in that picture.
Probably like 12.
There's a lot.
Probably.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
You would think that with that many dudes just sitting around playing video games, it didn't smell that bad, but then again, they had windows open.
I'm confused here because it's a house that everybody rents, and they all just last year in North Carolina, this year in Philly, they travel with their screens. Like, they pack up their monitors too.
That's what I said. I was like, how did you guys get all these monitors here without breaking? No, the majority of the people drove. And I think there was one guy, was from California. He flew, and then Meef flew. Sounds like something you catch. Yeah, I got the Meef flu. Oh, boy. It's really bad. I've been hacking up this stuff. It's the Meef flu. It's awful. It's awful. I'm going to take some antibiotics. But, no. So the rest of the guys drove, and then the guys, there's like, I think there were four guys that were actually local here, which was kind of neat, and they brought extra monitors. So, yeah. There was like...
Oh, that's decent.
And I walked
in... I guess in a pinch, you could go buy one at Costco, use it for a couple days, put it back in the box, and bring it back to Costco.
But it was kind of like, I mean, it's like a gamer's... at least like a man gamer's dream, right? Because here you are, you're in this house with all these other people. I'm looking around. Everybody has an Xbox. There's like Switches laying around. Some people have like PlayStations as well. One guy had like a PC hooked up with his Xbox and all this shit. Some guys, I walk in, guys playing Far Cry 5, Meef and Sertulius, who we played with before, him and Meef are like childhood friends, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're playing, shit. What's the car soccer game?
Rocket League.
They're playing Rocket League. Another guy.
Meef is a ringer.
Oh, yeah. The two of them, both Tullius and him, were like, they're bananas. And then another guy's playing a couple guys are playing Sea of Thieves. Like, I walk in, he's introducing me, and this guy's like, that's it, I did it! I finished Tomb Raider! Like, this guy had finished Tomb Raider, fucking credits are rolling, and it was awesome. There's, like, food and drinks and booze and, you know, and everybody was super, super cool. And, yeah, they're just kind of, like, set up all over the place. And I asked him, I was like, how did you figure out who was going to sit where? He's like, oh, it was first come, first served, and... So, yeah, there was about 6 monitors on the table, and then there was, like, an L-shaped couch, and people had monitors around there. It was a scene. It was awesome. And that's all they were doing for 3 days, 3 or 4 days, is just sitting there and playing video games nonstop.
Nice. Yeah, I got an idea. If we're going to have, like, a Dad Tales meetup in Utah, like, that's the only way anybody's ever going to come meet me in person.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool. So we actually, and then we left and we went and got some Philly cheesesteaks. So we took a walk down to Pat's and Gino's and then walked back and just kind of hung out. And then I took off. And, you know, but Meef was like, hey, because I told him I was going to come. And he was like, yeah. And what was funny is we were playing video games the night before and he never mentioned that he was leaving the next day to come to Philadelphia. It was just like in passing. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be in Philly tomorrow. Are you around? Like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'll stop over. He's like, okay, hey, well, when you bring your monitor and your Xbox, can you bring, like, a power strip? I'm like, whoa. Pump the brakes. I'm not, like, bringing my whole gaming setup. I was just going to, like, come hang out for a couple hours. But, yeah, it was fun. It was pretty cool.
I love that they call it the meetup. Like, yeah, meet.
M-E-A-T-E.
I started busting balls with that on Twitter. And he showed me the shirt, and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll just shut up now.
Well, that's because they just... One of the guys, like, loves to cook. And so they're like, you're staying for dinner, right? Yeah, call your wife. Tell her you're staying. I'm like, my son's got to get to swim practice. Like, no. You're going to stay. We've got pork shoulder. We've got, like, they just started naming, like, all these meats this guy was cooking out back. Like, holy shit. Yeah. Eat, sleep, drink, play video games, repeat.
It was awesome.
Crazy. Anyway. But that's it. That's all I got.
Cool.
You want to do a little housekeeping here?
Yeah, let's get that out of the way real quick. Do this, and then do this thing.
Housekeeping!
No, thank you, sleeping.
Housekeeping!
Please go away, let me sleep for the love of God!
Okay, everybody. Housekeeping. We have a website, dadtalespodcast.com. You can go to it if you want. It's there.
Updated blogs.
It's updated almost biannually at this point, so enjoy that. On there you can find links to all the stuffs, Discord, Patreon, whatever, what have you. You know, if you're going to order Gamersups, use the promo code DTP if you want. Stu, weren't you just telling me they have a new flavor?
Yeah, actually, when I was out in Dallas, I didn't want to tell anybody into Discord here, but I met up with a rep from the company, and it's a real exciting flavor. We think you're going to love it. It's a Greek salad.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh, nice. It's a little different for a drink, but it's been testing well.
That's cool.
A little Kalamata olive, a little feta. It's all good.
Oh, that's fantastic. I heard they have a new one coming out as well. It's Laffy Taffy corned beef.
That's better than the one I tried.
Yeah.
Which Laffy Taffy, though?
Oh, the kind with, like, the crunchy sugar in it.
Ah.
So, yeah, so look for that on your shelves, you know, whatever. Also,
I ordered the bananas and clam sauce.
Ooh.
That one was pretty good.
That's pretty interesting. I heard it's a little chunky. Yeah. You just stir it up.
It's got a weird consistency.
Yeah, for sure. All right, good to know. We have an email.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know you guys get emails all the time. We apparently people don't think we have an email address anymore, which is fine because, you know, whatever. But I get an email here from Fluffy. Should I read it in his voice, you think?
That's fucking trouble.
Go for it.
All right.
Hopefully it wasn't on 420 because
I can't wait to compare this email to the email we got this week. I cannot wait to hear this.
Hey, dudes. So yesterday, my daughter... Oh, that sounds like Kermit the Frog. So yesterday, my daughter asked for an Eggo for a snack before bed. She had a good dinner earlier in the night, and so I figured, why not? I proceeded to pull the box from the freezer and was about to go plop an Eggo into the toaster when she stopped me. No, Dad, I like them cold. All right, I'm done. No, Dad, I like them cold, she said. In disbelief, you want to eat it frozen? Yes, she replied. So reluctantly and slightly grossed out, I handed her this frozen waffle. She smiled and walked away while gnawing on the frozen nastiness, which got me to thinking, what weird food or food combinations do your kiddos eat? Sent from the desk of my scientist lawyer, your friend, Fluffy Fingers MD. And I replied to Fluffy to let him know that my four-year-old does the same thing. He likes Eggos, but he only likes them cold. He does not like them heated up.
My two-year-old does the exact same thing.
My daughter likes her Eggos heated up, but not to the point that they're actually, like, cooked. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She just likes them de-thawed.
Like lukewarm.
Yeah. But, I don't know. She doesn't really eat anything really weird or anything like that. But, I mean, ketchup with everything, but every kid does that.
Everyone.
Yeah. It's my kids right there. Ketchup with everything. Rice. Just ketchup and rice.
I was going to say, white rice and ketchup.
No, that she won't do. I don't think I could watch somebody eat that. Like, I would not be well.
Mine like ketchup and ketchup. They put ketchup in, as a garnish on the side of their ketchup.
Okay, but do your kids ever like they use like the piece of potato as extra fork? You know what I mean? Like they'll just keep dunking that thing, licking the ketchup off, and just doing that.
Oh, I believe with my daughter sometimes like what she's eating is just the vessel to get the ranch dressing to her mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or the gravy or any of it. Yep.
My daughter eats gravy. Like, she would eat pork gravy, like, with a straw if I would let her.
Yeah.
Oh. You ever do Heelys? She'd probably love Heelys.
No.
Grease Heels, where you take, like, Wonder Bread and just scoop up the bacon grease after you cook bacon. Oh, buddy.
I've never done that before.
Grease Heels? Oh, they're delicious.
That's,
my daughter eats mac and cheese with ketchup.
Oh, really?
Obviously.
Yeah. And then it just like turns like this weird orange color. And then I can't.
I knew if I was putting bets, I would have bet my entire net worth that Canuck eats it with ketchup.
For sure,
bud.
Why would
throw a little hot dog in there, too?
No, fuck that.
We'll shoot down to the Hortons after, eh?
Bud.
You know, are we going to have a Canadian off?
Here we go, right here.
I ate mac and cheese with ketchup until I was like 5, and then something clicked in my head, and I took a bite, and I was like, oh, wait. Yeah, no, this is just the worst thing anyone's ever decided to do. And then I stopped because it was terrible.
Delicious.
My kids
What's wrong with you?
They mix Old Bay with their ketchup, and they don't eat their ketchup any other way.
I mean, that's reasonable, I think.
What's Old Bay?
Old Bay is it's like a crab spice is the best way I can think about it.
It's a seafood seasoning, oh, yeah, and it goes on a lot of stuff.
I love it. It's fantastic. Like, if I have, crinkle-cut fries, crinkle cut fries with Old Bay and a ton of malt vinegar is like one of the best, my favorite things in the world. But yeah,
Old Bay.
I'll send you. I'm gonna send you some. If you guys don't have it,
we don't.
Oh, you just reminded me something.
What's that?
Sorry, I haven't sent it yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Who did it? Is it Burning Wing that sent us the? On Twitter, the thing about milk in bags.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think it was him.
Yeah.
My grandma does that.
That you guys have. I don't think milk in bags like is such a weird thing. When I was in high school, or no, I think it started when I was in high school, they switched all the containers for like juice and milk and everything in the cafeteria over to bags. And it was there was a strong adjustment period because you no longer, if you wanted to drink said drink, it just came in like this bag, like about yay big, like, you know, maybe like a 3x3 bag, like kind of like a sack you would play cornhole in with, you know what I mean? And you would take the straw and just jam it right into the bag and then slurp it. <That's>,
Capri Sun.
You just jam it right into the bag. No.
Weren't they called Capri Sun?
No,
I think we had those
like
up here.
It was like a clear plastic bag.
Or the Kool-Aid ones.
And then they would squirt all over everybody.
So but welcome to Dad Food, you know, podcast. Are we all hungry or something?
I'm starving.
It was 4:20.
Midnight snack time.
Dude, I made sushi tonight, and it was freaking banging.
Hey, man,
I never made sushi before, ever. And then I was just sitting around. I was like, you know what? I want to make sushi because I'm hungry for it, and I didn't feel like paying for it. And couldn't make it last night because there's a thing happened. But I made it tonight. And so my daughter and my wife are sitting there watching me make it. And I see the look in their eyes like, this fucking guy thinks he's going to make sushi. Is that what's going on here? You think you're going to do that? You're not going to do it. So I did. Like, I had my whole mise en place set up. You know, I had my area with all my cut vegetables, my salmon, I made shrimp tempura. I made a Philadelphia roll. Now, if you're not familiar with a Philadelphia roll, it's cream cheese, salmon, cucumber, and avocado. And I made a California roll. And then I made a roll that just my daughter made up, which was imitation crab meat and shrimp tempura. I called it the Bethany roll.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. So then I made all these things. I put it on the big platter. And we went in to go eat it. And you could see the look on their faces like, how about that? Like, my wife was like, this actually tastes like it does at the restaurant. Like, I thought it was going to suck. I'm like, oh, well, thanks for the vote of confidence. But it was really
always
good.
The tone of surprise.
Yeah, it was really good. So now, they were really happy because I had stuff left over. So I made the kids two rolls for their lunch and put it inside their containers. And they were like, dude, they are so jazzed to have sushi for lunch tomorrow at school. So that was pretty cool. So if I can do it, anybody
can
do it. Yeah.
Wow.
Just go on fucking YouTube. Google that shit. Make some sushi. Impress your wives, significant others, whatever.
Do you have like a pressure cooker or anything for the rice?
No, dude. I just cooked it right in a pot.
Really?
No, but the secret is that in order for it to taste like it does at a restaurant, you have to, well, you use a specific rice, short grain rice. We are talking about food a lot tonight. short grain rice. Make sure that you rinse it really well. And then once it's done cooking, you take a mixture of rice vinegar, sugar, salt, and oil, cook it up until the sugar, like medium heat until the sugar completely dissolves, and pour it over top of the rice, which I put in a pan that was lined with parchment paper. And so I just let that cool and mixed it all in. And the rice was already sticky, but it added this like extra little flavor. And I think that's the flavor that you taste. Like after you eat sushi and like you're burping that shit up, you know, it's a very specific thing that you're burping up. I think it's the seaweed wrap, but two, I think it's the rice. I think it's that wine, the rice vinegar.
You know, I think if anybody from Gamersups is listening, sushi burps, that could be a real big flavor. That could be something.
Oh shit, there was one other
thing. Sometimes you just don't want all that rice, but you want the sushi burp. So
I actually made notes of some shit I wanted to talk about here. Okay, buffalo mozzarella, talked about that. Oh, so last week, I forgot to mention this, but I wanted to get it out real quick. This guy messaged me on Twitter. His name is Abnormal Duck. And so him and his wife he listens to the show, and he had messaged me. He's like, hey, can I play one of your, you know, bits on stream tonight? And it was the bit about the letters my kids wrote to each other about the thing. And so,
oh, that was so funny.
Thank you. And so he asked me if they could play it. I said, yeah, sure, of course. And so I just wanted to give him a shout out and a shout out to his, to the Twitch. So him and his wife, they streamed on this channel and he actually played it for her. And she is twitch.tv, my wife, the gamer. So I just want to say thanks for playing that. Thanks for listening. And that was really cool. And that's it. All right, let's do Song of the Week.
Before we get to that, sorry, my wife is awesome. That's why I had to leave for a second. I don't have the dog with me because my wife sends me a thing of, the dog stinks. Can you take him in there with you?
Well, I mean, at least this way, nobody knows who's making the smells now, right? She comes in there. She's like, what is this?
I don't know. My wife just Bosco. Knows better. You walk in here.
Bosco.
If there's a funk, you just, you know, can't mention it.
Good life, man. My wife doesn't have a sense of smell. She was born without a sense of smell, man.
Get the fuck
I'm fucking
out of
gold.
Here.
Dude, I haven't like showered in a week, man. That's, like, fuck, it's all good.
That's the thing. Like, I have a bad sense of smell, so that's why she's like, you can take it off. Can't smell it. It's like,
how long's it been since you wash your hair?
This hair?
Same. He's part of the Super Hair Club for men. He washes his scalp.
I just use body wash all over my fucking head.
I did the same thing. Well, I got my hair cut the other day, and it sucks. Like, when it starts growing out, it really, like, I like it like this. I like it short like this because
the more it grows, the worse it is.
It looks fucking horrible. It's so thin, so like you could see right in, and I hate it. My wife is like, no, it looks good. I like it better like that.
My
like,
wife does the same.
Like, dude, my wife does the exact same thing.
What
dude.
The crazy fuck bro. Are you talking so, like, about? How does that so, look like, good?
When mine grows, I got like this little patch on the in the middle here that just grows all by itself, so it looks even more fun. You know what I mean? I got this like got this
cul-de-sac.
It looks
like Krusty the Clown over there.
Yeah, but then I got this. Well, no, it's like right at the front. I don't have a webcam here, but anyways, it's bad. You got to keep that thing like It's been a steady progression for me where it was like every 3 weeks. No, every 2 weeks. Now I'm like, oh my god, every week.
Pretty soon, you have a gorgeous set of hair, by the way. I just want to tell you that. Like,
that fucking guy, he'll be sitting here twirling his fucking hair all fucking podcast.
I like, know, guys. What's your thought on this?
Dude, I mean, I am like so far in the other direction. My hair is so thick, it drives me insane.
You want to cut his mic? Can you just cut his mic?
I'm dropping right Oscar off of the car.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, I mean, I'm not just trying to play it up to be annoying. If my hair grows out like any further than this like half inch thing I got going on right here, it feels like I'm wearing a winter hat in the middle of summer. Just, you know.
A toque, you mean? A toque?
What?
Oh my gosh, my hair, it's such a burden. It's not like I have to wear a hat whenever it rains because my head gets freaking soaked.
My middle son, Dylan, his hair is so fucking thick. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just, it sucks. And I think, like, man, why? I mean, he has my wife's hair. She is, like, super thick. It's like cable that grows out of his head, and it's, like, untamable. I bought him a comb the other day because they got their hair cut, and I tried to talk him into, like, you know, putting some mousse or gel in it, and he didn't want to do any of that because it just... I don't know, but it frustrates me because he just has such a gorgeous head of hair, and then I ended up with this. And
well, what you do is you just fake him out and go like, "I had hair like that." Just wait till you hit high school.
No, he's gonna have that head of hair. I could tell. But I go to get their haircut the other day, and my neighbor's son owns a barbershop in town. We go there, and it's like it's like an old school man's barbershop, and he has like fucking. Posters all over the wall of like old school, like Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, fucking Godfather. And he's got one chair, old school chair. I mean, he wears like the whole, white get up, you know what I mean? Like just classic barber. But he's got Maxim magazines sitting out all over the place. And so he's got a TV in there. So he put on like Secret Life of Pets for the boys, and they're watching that. And we're leaving, and Dylan goes, "Dad, I know what I know what Joe does when he's not cutting hair. I'm like, what? He's like, he's looking at all those magazines. Did you see those butts? And so I told my wife, I thought it was funny. She's like, you need to have a talk with him about what's appropriate. And not like, it's like, okay. So he's not like running around going like, hubba, hubba. So we had a conversation about it. You know, it was just, it was very innocent of him. But when I was sitting there while they were getting their haircut, I'm looking in like the cover of these magazines. It's like girls with thongs on and you could like, you know, and like under boob and all this stuff. And I'm wondering like, is he looking at this like that? Like, I think he's going to be looking, because he's 9, and he was.
Is he looking, looking at that the way I'm looking at that?
Looking at it like
he
that.
He was. So,
the song of the week.
Song of the week. Songs about being bald. Go. No. So, Song of the Week. Song of the Week is something that we do every week. We have a Spotify playlist. If you are on Spotify, be it premium or free, you can look up Dad Tales Podcast on there and find our playlist there. Every week we add a new song to it. Sometimes we have themes, sometimes we don't. And this week we have a theme, and it was songs from the year you were born. Just to make us feel really old. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna need a minute then. I'm not even kidding.
No,
take your time. Yeah, I've missed that too. But we mentioned it before the show, and I'm like, sweet. So I added some Googling.
So who wants to go first? Let's just get it out of the way. Let's Oscar go first.
Yeah, all right.
Let's get it out of the way.
I had to do a deep dive to find songs that I listened to that are back from '97 because you know
that's so old, so long ago.
Jesus. But Biggie Smalls' last album came out in 1997, which is amazing and frequently listened. Yeah, exactly. So, song from the year I was born is Hypnotize.
Great.
One of the best rap
songs.
That's
from the year you were born. Did you
believe that shit? Oh my God, dude.
Vampire Tales podcast. Damn.
You know what? So, okay, if I can touch on that just a tiny bit, I promise I'm not going to like twist it in. But like there's like we have a little bit of a dynamic when we record our show where like I'm the young whippersnapper and Canuck's the old guy. Well, right, yeah. Now we come in here and Canuck's talking about how like he feels like the young guy and I'm over here like, "Oh, do I have anything to relate like?"
God, Jay must feel really old because he's like older than all of us.
Yeah, man. Jeez. Every week, Oscar reminds me in some way.
I'm not trying.
I was born when you were in high school.
It's really bad when like your wife's talking about like how old your balls are. Like, yeah, your balls are really hanging. Not that my wife has ever done that. Never mind. Edit that out. What is that? 1 hour.
You know, nothing's ever made me feel older than when you poke. To that pic of Doug Henning in the Discord. Holy shit, dude. Like, when you posted that, I was like, it took me back to when I was a little kid, but then at the same time, I was thinking to myself, dude, nobody else in this Discord knows who that
is. Do you guys know who Doug Henning is? Anybody here? Doug Henning?
Not a clue.
So Doug Henning was this... Doug Henning was this fucking magician in the early 80s, and... He had like feathered long hair, like bangs and like feathered hair. Dude. He had this huge mustache. He always wore like jumpsuits with fucking sequins all over him.
I remember this guy. Yeah,
but not like cool jumpsuits. Like,
if you could even say
Elvis's jumpsuits were cool. Because I think they kind of were because it was Elvis, right? But these jumpsuits were like a mom jumpsuit. You know what
these
I mean?
These look like failed superheroes of the 70s jumpsuits.
It looks like something that Beverly Goldberg.
Glorious, dude.
It's like Beverly Goldberg would wear it.
There you go.
And so he would do illusions. And I don't know. I mean, he would be on Johnny Carson a lot. And like all those late night talk shows and stuff. Yeah, fucking Doug Henning. I don't even know. I think he's dead, actually. But I
would. Yeah, he died in 2000.
Oh, really? Oh. R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. So if you'd never heard of him before, just Google him, look for him on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, he's on YouTube, man. It's fucking hilarious.
But when I was a kid, that fucking guy was everywhere. I'm pretty sure I had a poster of him in my room. Like him, like on a tiger or some, I don't know. It was so 80s, it's unbelievable. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so I got Oscars. Canuck, how about you, buddy?
I got some Rush for you.
Fuck yeah, you do.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. From their 1982 album, Singles, New World Man.
Great song.
Good tune, good tune.
Fucking great tune.
82, huh?
Yeah, boy.
Man. Oh, that's such a good song.
Right? Because you just want to sing it right now, man.
There's so many good songs on there. Like, Subdivisions is on
Subdivisions?
There.
I was hard. Oh. It was hard to pick between that and Subdivisions.
So good. You know, I know you guys don't talk about documentaries on your show, but it'd be awesome if you guys did Behind the Lighted Stage. Have you ever seen that? Behind the Lighted Stage documentary on Rush?
No idea. I don't think I've listened to Rush.
Well, yeah. You guys talked about it.
You guys, did I just hear that?
Well, no, you guys talked about it on your podcast once that you had never heard Rush before, Oscar. And there's times on there where I feel like, God, I just want to jump in to this thing and just put headphones on you and force you to listen to these things. But I can't. But
I think that sentiment is echoed by a couple people. I can think of one or two who might agree with you.
But you know what? I mean, that's not... Rush isn't something that you would... Especially, like, being born in 97. It's not like
Rush was a band that was...
But that's not, like... That wasn't their heyday. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I remember back, like... All of, like moving pictures and stuff like that. Like, moving that... Pictures, like, that album was just, like, around. I mean, I was young, but... I mean, my
speaking of moving pictures... That's where my song of the week comes from, because that came out the year I was born. Nice. And I'm not going to go with, you know, two of the bigger ones off of that, but I'm going to go with my favorite from that album, YYZ.
YYZ.
Nice.
YYZ, you know, for the Canadians.
But yeah, Beyond the Lighted Stage is a great documentary. I've probably seen that just as much as I've seen Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream, but it's half as long. But it's really good. I mean, it starts off obviously from the beginning, and it's them telling all the stories, and it goes into like some really dark places too. But it's great. Oh, it's so good. It's all so much behind the scenes video. It was awesome.
Speaking of documentaries, I've been really contemplating throwing one in on these guys. Long time running by the Tragically Hip.
I was gonna watch that the other day. I was gonna watch that. I saw that. That's on Netflix now.
Yep. Maybe someday.
Yeah, we watched some good documentaries recently on Netflix. There's a lot of good stuff on there. All right. Jay, how about you, bud?
All right. So I was born in 75.
Oh, jeez.
I know. So I'm going to go with the number one. It finished number one top 100 hit of 1975. Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together.
Boom. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Love will keep together.
Looking at these songs, man, like, God damn it, I'm old.
See, that's what I was thinking with some of mine, you know, because I got like, oh, yeah, that's a good song. Oh, that's a good song. That's a song that I saw Rush. Why was he Rush, like, moving pictures? And I'm like, oh, never mind. We got a whole album that I could put on there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stu, how about you, bud? Do you still need more time?
I don't think I'm going to, you can give me another hour. It's not going to help. So, another one bites the dust. I see that on the list here. Is that already in our playlist?
No, it's not.
All right. Then let's go with that.
I think it's not already on there. We're
181 songs strong now.
We're getting there.
And my pick this week is shit. I added it in a while ago. Mine is Magnet and Steel by Walter Egan. You probably don't even know it. You would know it to hear it because it's just one of those songs that you've probably heard at some point. it's prominently featured in one of my favorite films, Boogie Nights. And it was on a... I had the CD that I bought years ago. It was called... It was actually called The Year You Were Born. So it was like all these awesome songs on it. And that was one of them. So yeah, Magnet and Steel. All right.
That's by who?
Walter Egan. It's really like... It's very 70s. Like, you cannot get more 70s in this song. Okay. So, let's get into it. Let's do it. So, on the Amp Podcast, it's a fine show you gentlemen have there.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So, on their podcast, they do a little gaming chat. They do a... They do a little everything chat, especially when Kunok is on the tabbies. And he's I don't even know what tabbies are.
Tablets.
I think of like cats, tabbies. Like tabby cats. Like he's on top of little tabby cats. Anyway, so, but you guys do this really cool thing is where you have a different movie that you talk about every week. And it's a very cool idea. And I love hearing all your thoughts, either good or bad. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't. Last week I agreed wholeheartedly because Count of Monte Cristo is one of the best fucking movies around. Like, just like one of the best revenge films.
Oh, fuck.
It's just so, oh, it's so good. Anyway, so I thought like having you guys on here, like when we had Potato Thumbs on, we kind of like mixed their show with ours. So I thought maybe we'd do the same thing. And so this week we're going to talk about a movie, and I have a little clip here.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I thought I'd go from rags to riches. Ah, Goodfellas. Let's get it on.
The music in this is so fucking good.
Okay, so can we just say that off the top, because that was going to be one of my main points. The soundtrack is just out of this world.
Absolutely out of this world.
It's so I was scrolling through Netflix. As you do, where it's like you're looking for something to watch, and you end up like using all the time that you would have watched a show, just fucking scrolling through Netflix. Yep. And so I didn't even know that Goodfellas was on there, and it was
not for us.
It was like a thing where
stop bragging.
Oh, American Netflix. You guys don't have it on there? Oh,
no, Canadian Netflix is not good. That's a story for another day.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? But anyway, I was sitting with my wife, and she was like passing out on the couch. I was like, God, I really want to watch something. And then I saw it on there. I was like, oh my God, this is like the greatest day of my life. This movie, I feel like I can't have like a childhood without this movie. It came out in what, 90. And so I didn't see it in the theater. I think my dad saw it in the theater. But once it came out on cable, and this is a time when there was only one HBO. And if there was a good movie and whatever new movie came out, they would play the fuck out of that movie. It would just be constant. Like every other movie would be like the movie of the week. And I feel like
a loop, right?
Yep. Yeah. I feel like Goodfellas was one of those movies. And I don't know. It hit me because it's just one of those stories where it's like I want to be Henry Hill.
You want to be as far back as I can remember.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a gangster. Movie holds a special place because it was back in college. Went over to this girl's house and like she's like we were staying up working on papers for our final and she's like, oh well, let's put on something in the background. I'm like, okay. She's like, let's put on Goodfellas. You ever seen that? I'm like, no. And she's like, oh. Yeah, and I this for the next, you know, few hours didn't actually work on my paper. I watched a movie while she worked on her paper. It was a good time.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yep. You did. Worked on those papers, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Tell me more.
Well, you see, it was all about the Magna Carta.
I haven't played it in a while.
Criminal Justice.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what
that was one of the funniest.
You know,
for a criminal justice class, and we watched Goodfellas, you know, like while we were writing paper about it.
I think I need my own soundboard.
Yeah.
I think that's I do.
We're going to end up with our own soundboard and playing, like, it's going to end up being an episode of just soundboard clips from everybody.
I thought you had banned that clip after you're playing it while Meef was talking about playing his wife.
Oh my god, that was too funny. Yeah, I know. I just had to make sure that I turned it off because it's like a 3-minute clip. If I don't look, it'll just keep fucking playing forever.
I mean, there's just so many parts about that movie. The way that it chronicles the whole, like, that guy's start, you know, that kid's start, how he just idolizes these larger than life figures and gets to kind of hang out with them and then gets to run a few side jobs. And it's just such a cool, the whole story is so awesome. And at the same time, I mean, they're outsiders to the larger world, but they're outsiders to that group of people as well, mm-hmm. you know, because they're not Sicilian. And that's a big thing, you know, that's a real big thing. It's
not being pure blood.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, it's that old school shit. You know what I mean? You're not part of the club kind of thing.
Yeah.
And fucking and it's that bloods. Extra little, hey, why don't you watch your mouth there?
So who hasn't seen this?
I hadn't seen it.
Jay, you were the only person that hadn't seen it?
I think so.
I don't think Baroque had seen it either.
No, Baroque just said he saw it.
Oh, did you right? miss the whole thing if I was in college?
I'll play the porno music again. Maybe that'll
you even started it. Oh, yeah. You were
there was a girl there, so did you actually watch the movie?
So
yes, I watched the movie.
So, one, how did this movie evade you all these years? And two, what did you think of it?
I have a long list of movies that, like, when I tell people I don't watch them, they're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I've never seen Godfather. I've never seen Scarface. I've never seen... There's a lot of shit I haven't seen, man. Mm-hmm. Like, this is one of those ones. Just
Baroque yesterday night said, I need to know so I can watch the movie so I can be part of it. I understood that he hadn't watched. I'm sorry.
No, I've seen it, but you know how long it's been since I've seen this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, there's like movies that we've done on our show that I haven't seen in 20 years, mm-hmm. so you got to watch it again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, but this movie was freaking spectacular, man. Like, I couldn't believe how well this story is told. For me, like, when we do movies, that's like the primary consideration for me is...
Get a story guide. It's like, all right, this story made no sense.
You know, is the story good? Is it told well? And are the actors convincing? That's all. Like, everything else I can look past, you know, shitty special effects or crappy cinematography, editing, whatever. I can look past all that if the story is good. And this one is spectacular. I couldn't believe it. And it's like based on a true story. I mean, I'm sure they embellished and all that other stuff, but it's good, man. Like, I was... Sucked me right in from the beginning.
Yeah, Henry Hill was a real asshole, by the way. Real life. He used to call into Howard Stern all the time. And I think Stern used to have him on his show occasionally. Yeah, he kind of, I think like mid to late 90s, he wasn't in hiding anymore. And so he would have him on. He would have him on the show. What I thought was interesting, I'm sorry, Oscar and Canuck.
No worries.
Before we get to you guys,
not at all.
One thing that was pretty crazy.
Movie talk is, man.
Is that at the time this movie was made, how old do you think Robert De Niro was?
Ooh.
Well, he would have been in his 40s anyway.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I think this is probably my favorite role of his. Like, Jimmy Conway is Robert De Niro's best role ever.
That's one of my notes in mine. It's just... This is like vintage De Niro. This is like before he decided to just mail it in and start doing
this is, yeah, fucking beat this the fuckers like, shit. This beat is the fuckers. Prime De Niro.
Yeah, man.
That's what I ordered last night, by the way. Prime De Niro. I get it medium rare. It's fantastic.
Delicious. With that buffalo mozzarella on it.
It's a buffalo mozzarella on my Prime De Niro. he was 47. Ray Liotta, how old do you think he was?
Ooh. I got no idea, but I remember like hearing about this somehow.
Late 20s?
He was 36. Yeah, he's a lot older than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Joe Pesci, 47.
Wow.
Lorraine Bracco, 36. So I thought that was weird that the four main characters were like the same, like two of them, like each pair was the same age. I thought the kids that they picked to play young Henry and Tommy were like spot on to the older versions of themselves.
Oh yeah, dude.
There's like every single time I see it, I know it's different actors. I know they got kids that look like them, but there's this little tick in the back of my mind. Like, did they just film part of it like 20 years earlier? It's so good. Like, it's creepy.
And I knew this was a home run when I said to Jay, I was like, you know, have you guys seen that? And he was like, Oscar has it on Blu-ray. I was like, okay, all right, we're. So what are you guys, what are your thoughts?
This movie is, I mean, it's amazing. It's a 10 out of 10 movie. This is one of those, like, so good it defines the rest of your 10 out of 10s mm-hmm. to me. Like, I talked a little bit when we talked about Count of Monte Cristo last week, how, like, the first time I see a movie, if it's a good movie, I tend to not think about anything beyond the story. I'm not thinking about how it's edited. I'm not thinking about, like, how well it's lit or shot. I'm just thinking about the story, if it's really good and if it grabs me the first time. With Goodfellas, it feels like I can't get past the story every time because it's so well told. It's so well acted that, like, I almost can't push past that to look at any deeper part of it because it's just all so well made that it comes together better than almost any movie ever.
Yeah.
Oh, 100% Oscar. And with this movie, there's so many other quote-unquote gangster movies that try to be it and fall really short, especially in, you know, the early to mid-90s. But the dialogue, the cinematography, the narration by Ray Liotta is just so good.
That's like, it's one of the things I had in my notes. I love from when it goes.
Oh my God.
Like, he narrates the whole thing. And then when he meets Karen, and then it switches over to Lorraine Brock. Like, it's so good. It's
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, it's like
in mid scene, like, you know, you don't even notice it.
Yeah, when he doesn't show up to the dinner.
So well done.
And she's like, "I made him drive me there." And like, and she does look hot when he was like, "You owe me. You owe." I was like, "Oh my God. Yeah, you, I owe you."
How old did you say she was? 36?
She was 36. Mm-hmm.
Right in the wheelhouse.
yeah, but the fact that the narration like spins over to her perspective is just like, it's brilliant. There's so many things that they do in this movie that would kind of feel cheesy, like the freeze frame when he throws the bomb in the cars, like right when it kind of jumps, you know what I mean? He throws the bomb and it like freeze frames for that story about, you know, the kids, you know, the kids carried his mother's groceries all the way home and they did it out of respect. Like, that would be cheesy in like any other movie. At the end, when he's in court and all of a sudden he breaks the fourth wall, just fucking out of nowhere in this movie. He breaks the fourth wall, gets up out of the seat in the court and starts talking to the camera. Like, that is ridiculous. In any other movie, that would seem like really, really dumb. But in this movie, you just accept all of these weird
things. I loved it. I thought that it was kind of like a way of saying, this guy's totally fucking out of control now. Mm-hmm. Like, he's totally lost it. The whole story's gone and he's just, he's a loose cannon. He's always been a loose cannon. You know, I don't know. It's kind of like a big meta thing right there at the end, I always felt. The tracking shot. The long continuous tracking shot. Oh my God. It's just, it gets better with age. Like, when you think about today, you wouldn't even blink. You know what I mean? There's so many things that you don't know if it's real or CGI. So you don't even think about it anymore, but that was all real. That was awesome.
Oh, when they're going through the restaurant.
Going to the kitchen.
Yeah, when they go the back way, when they go,
let me get the papers.
Yeah, like tracking shots are weird because, you know, like every film student loves tracking shots, right? They're just so much fun. They're so much fun to do and pull off. But most of the time, there's no point to the tracking shot. Like, it's just like you could have used other shots, but you just did a tracking shot because it was cool or whatnot. It didn't serve the story. But in this, it totally serves the story because you get to see, you know, sort of his influence and see how he can influence all these people and pay people off. And he knows everyone in the kitchen and like flowing through the street to the kitchen to the restaurant. It just sort of flows how everywhere he goes at this point, even though he's only 21, everywhere he goes, he's got this influence to him. So it's not just cool to look at. It is cool to look at, but it's also actively serving the story, which is rare in big tracking shots.
And he used like a few of them at least. I mean, there was one in the first scene, and then when he was taking Karen through the back of the Copacabana.
Yep.
Yeah, that shot technically was like, I don't know, it was like one take, and there's like 200 people in that scene. Unbelievable how they pulled that off. I had to rewind and watch it again. Like, was there a cut in that? Like, I had to see it again, make sure.
And I'm pretty sure they did it that way because they couldn't, like, get the license to, like, film the front of the restaurant actively or something like that. I don't remember the details.
Oh, wow.
But apparently they totally did not plan on going through the back exit. But, like, they're just like, well, this is all we have left. So let's just, you know, get a ton of extras to play kitchen staff and rush this shot out. And it turned out.
While that scene is absolutely amazing, I think one of the most influential scenes, not influential, but just one of the scenes that really hit home was when Ray Liotta pistol whipped the shit out of that one guy. Yes. And then handed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what do you want? You want some too, fucko?
Oh, fuck. And then he handed her the gun and not even thinking, hide this. And then she obviously narrates her part.
Panties
and
it's like,
just, oh my, yeah, right? Like,
her underwear flew off. Totally. She handed him a bloody gun.
That was just, he not a second hesitation, just went up, beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah.
And then, here, hide this. And it was just like, oh my God, I'll drop my pants for you, fucking Ray Liotta.
Yeah, that's, oh God, that one is so good. It's one of my favorite parts. And it goes without saying, like, one of the great scenes is the whole, do I make you laugh? Like, how am I funny?
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted
what do you mean
that.
I'm funny?
Yeah.
It's classic.
But it's funny, you know? It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy. Dude, and that whole scene, and like, because it really looks like Joe Pesci is literally about to beat the hell out of Ray Liotta.
And the shirt, and I want to get back to that scene, but their clothes are just next level. Like, all of the costumes in this movie, like, those ties or the shirts where the collars just go all the way down into a point, like, you can't even see the top of the tie, like.
And that's part of the whole gangster allure, yeah, right? Yeah. The whole mob allure. You gotta always look good, suits, too, while you're doing it. But, there's also the scene where Buddy O's restaurant gets in a little bit of financial trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so he goes into business with Polly. Oh, now you're in business with Polly and things are good. But then things start to slow down. Well, fuck you. Pay me.
Yeah.
You didn't get a delivery on time? Well, fuck you. Pay me. Oh, someone won't pay their tab. Fuck you. Pay me. And I know it might sound a little bit like a dick move, but I've always loved that kind of mentality. Like, you want something? Fuck you, pay me. And I like it. When Average Joe was asking us for our quotes for that write-up that he did, which was awesome, by the way, I really wanted to put that, but I'm like, I can't. Fuck you, pay me. Well, no, because that's kind of, believe it or not, that's something that I've always really tried to hold on to. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, pay me.
I always like the part, like one of my favorite lines is when Henry gets pinched. And he puts and Jimmy puts the $100. I don't know how, it's probably like $500 in his pocket or whatever. He's like, what? He's like, what happened? I got pinched. I thought you'd be mad. He's like, no. It's like, you did. It's like, you told them nothing, they got nothing. It's like, number one rule, you know, never rat on your friend. Well, oh, shit, I forget the whole line now, but it's basically.
That's right. It's your graduation present. Yeah.
It's like, you know, never rat on your friends, basically. What is it, Oscar? Do you know it? Like the whole
line? I don't remember the exact bit, but he's saying, you know, there's two rules, you know. Yeah. You know, like, don't rat on your friends and don't say anything.
Yeah. So that was really great. But I was going to get back to the funny scene. My favorite part is when the guy's like hanging over him, you know, and he hits him over the head with a bottle and he leaves and he goes, yeah, you know, you believe this kid, he wants me to christen his kid. Yeah, 7,000 I charge. Like, that's always my favorite. What other scenes are really good? But it starts to like...
When it, go home and get your effing shine box.
Well, yeah, that's a good one. Oh. But like, there's so many emotions that you go through in this movie. Like, you start off and you're like, fucking gangsters. Yeah, gangsters are awesome. And then towards the end, it's like you really start to get like an uneasy feeling about the situation that he's involved in now. So
yeah,
now
you see it come apart.
Yeah, now he's got himself, you know, involved in drugs and like everything is getting like super fucking shady. And
I don't know. It still sounds like fun to me, guys. It still sounds pretty good.
But yeah, it's just like that decline. Another cool part is, and that relates to the music, is when they start playing Eric Clapton, when all the bodies are starting to get found after...
Oh, at the end, yeah.
Oh my God, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of... It reminds me a lot of my favorite... Maybe my favorite, I don't know. My favorite Martin Scorsese movie is Wolf of Wall Street. And there's never a ton of times... Oh, it's such a blast.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Also have not seen it.
Oh my God, so good.
But yeah, like watching Wolf of Wall Street, you get a lot of moments with sort of similar feelings to watching Goodfellas where, you know, there's stuff is happening and because the characters are so into it, you sort of get swept along and pulled along in this ride. And then something sort of happens. There's sort of a turn. And, you know, you were exhilarated, you were pumped up, you were drawn in, but then you just sort of, like, take a step back and it's like, oh, like, this is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and, man. Even in that movie, the bunch of money, all the Quaaludes, that sounds pretty fun, man.
Fucking Quaaludes.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm in the minority here, but...
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just a softie, but, like, you're watching, you know, Goodfellas, and even in the first hour or so, they're excited, they're jazzed, they're making... more money than they know what to do with. They got the girls, they got the drugs, they got their money. And like, you can even just like, it's as simple as cutting to the store owner as he's signing these forms, like signing his restaurant away essentially. And just sort of like, it's like the adrenaline just all falls away at once. And it sort of wears on you. Like, these are kind of the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been rooting for him the whole time.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
One thing it inspired me to do is to make sure that I cut all my garlic with a razor blade so that it melts in the pan.
Yeah, right?
Oh, Paulie's got a system.
Garlic does not work like that. Whatever.
And you see, when we went to jail, we didn't go to jail. Yeah. he's walking in with he's got the crate of the lobsters on ice. You know?
So crazy.
I thought he added too many onions, but...
Yeah, and to your point, Canuck, when you were talking about how, you know, every movie that came out, like every gangster movie of that time, like early 80s, it's just like, this is the one that it was measured against. Like, Bronx Tale... it's a good movie,
yeah.
But it's not the same. Like, there was a, you know, even like Casino, which I
think... Casino, yeah.
I think Casino was his follow-up movie to this. Mm-hmm. I think it came out right
very
after.
Good. Yeah, very good. It was like, that was like mid-90s, like 95, yeah. I think.
It was a good movie, but it's still like, it's no Goodfellas. And I don't think, like, it wasn't until Gangs of New York... because I watched that last week as
that's
well.
Awesome.
Gangs movie. Of New York kind of like has that same feeling to it. You know, I mean, I know it's weird to say because they're so different, but you know, I know he tried to get that one made. Like, he was trying to get Gangs of New York made like for fucking, I don't know, 20 years or something like that till it finally came out. And that's another great one. But it finally kind of captures that same kind of feeling. Like, this is a great fucking gangster movie. you know.
Well, yeah, like you say, there was so many of them, Casino and Heat and Donnie Brasco. Donnie Brasco is another movie. It's different, but I mean, even the Sopranos TV show, that doesn't come close to what Goodfellas is.
I think that's why I never watched Sopranos.
I couldn't do it, man. I watched two, three seasons, and I couldn't do it.
Listen. You have to really separate movies from TV.
Yeah.
First of all, they're two different categories
for sure.
of medium, right? And Sopranos is not Goodfellas, but it's not Godfather either. It's The Sopranos, and as a TV show, it is to me. It's up there in the same category as the Breaking Bads and the Game of Thrones.
Super duper repetitive television.
You know what? We should have cut this guy's mic hours ago. Let's go.
I think Destiny 1 is Goodfellas and Destiny 2 is Sopranos.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. Goodfellas is good the whole time, you know. Goodfellas didn't, like, you know, from the year 1990 to 1991, it wasn't like Goodfellas was like a bad movie until it was suddenly a very good movie. I'm just saying.
This is true.
Stu is now all of a sudden have nothing to say.
Well, I mean, you guys are wrong. Sorry.
I just never watched.
Sopranos is a good show.
You know, I believe you. I believe you.
Somebody's threatened the family. Let's go kill them. Somebody's threatened the family. Let's go kill them. It's the same as that motorcycle show.
How dare you talk about Sons of Anarchy that way?
I mean, I hate.
See, this is what I do. I cause controversy. That's my job.
It's not a controversy. You're just wrong.
It's not a controversy if you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean.
I just get people riled up.
No, the reality is things aren't for everybody, but it's a lot of fun. If you've never seen The Sopranos and you like mob things, go for it. You might like it.
One other observation is that they use that same maroon Mack truck about 4 or 5 times in the movie. That's the only thing that kind of took me out of it a little bit, is because the truck that Tommy and Henry Rob in the beginning, it's just like the same truck. It's like Jimmy robs that truck. Okay, that's the truck that they use. They have cigarettes out of the back of. And it's like, it's just over and over again with the truck.
Didn't even notice that. It's made the movie totally unwatchable.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Anyway. So, anybody else have anything else to say about it before we give our recommendations?
I think you mentioned like Gangs of New York and how it gave you a similar sort of feeling to like watching Goodfellas. I think that's kind of just the Martin Scorsese effect, because like I get that same feeling watching The Departed. I get that same feeling watching Wolf of Wall Street.
I completely forgot about The Departed. Yeah. Departed is another one.
I got that Blu-ray over on my shelf too.
But Departed came out after Gangs of New York, so maybe that's why I'm putting that as like Gangs gave me. It was like the next movie of his.
Yeah, have Gangs seen, came out, what, 02-ish? Yeah. 02? Yeah.
Somewhere. And Departed was 05.
Yeah, man, Departed is fucking fantastic.
That's so good. I love watching The Departed. I know that's not the movie we're talking about, but like, just to touch on it, you know, you've got amazing actors in The Departed. And like Leo DiCaprio brings like maybe the best performance he's ever done. And I just love that you got, you know, Leo DiCaprio, Mark Wahlberg, Matt Damon, and all these guys acting their hearts out. They're giving 110%. And still, despite that, Jack Nicholson just walks over all of them like they're nothing.
Yeah.
He's so good. It's just ridiculous.
He's got that big bowl of Coke, and he just takes a handful of it and, like, throws it on those girls. And like, yeah, that's such a good movie. Mark Wahlberg.
So I should watch that movie?
Yes.
Watch The Departed and don't look up anything.
Yeah. Wahlberg kills it in that movie. Kills it.
I think Wahlberg's best movie is probably like
the other guys.
Transformers.
Oh
yeah, right? True. Oscar-worthy performances in Transformers Age of Extinction.
What are you talking about?
What was the last
about one? The last night?
Last night? Oh my god.
Art.
It's so I was saying to Jay, is like, I can't believe that I own that. It's like one of the, like, my kids were like begging me to, I own it.
He has them both.
I do. I have all of them.
Funniest movie of the decade.
I have all of them.
Put it down.
But Jumanji, oh my God. We bought that last weekend. So good.
Badass, dude.
I was so surprised.
It's so good.
I was so surprised at how good it was.
So was I.
All right. So I would recommend this movie.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, you're just like, you're doing yourself a disservice.
What have you been doing with your life?
Thank you for making me watch this. Now I can recommend it to people.
You're welcome. All right. Let's do some Guardian's Choice.
Oh, you want to do Guardian's Choice?
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. Pay me.
I wish I had another clip other than the one that I played, but I want to hear it again. So let's play. Hold on. I just didn't play it. Where is it? Hold on. Oh, that's not it.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Now I want to watch it again when we're done.
You know what you should have clipped?
It was all your fault.
Yeah.
You know what you should have clipped?
What?
Sorry. I didn't want to get blood on the carpet.
You know what's funny? I don't know how many... I mean, this it's one of the most quotable movies, too, because I don't know how many times I've been, like, cooking or something and have had a butcher knife and have just been like, yeah, you know, the paw, the, you know, the hoof. The hoof.
Yeah, the hoof.
The hoof. The hoof. All right, Guardian's Choice. So if you've never listened to the show before, Guardian's Choice is basically when I give everybody a choice of something and they have to make a tough call. So this week, would you rather eat a turkey the size of Dwayne The Rock Johnson or eat a Dwayne The Rock Johnson the size of a turkey? Okay. The floor is open for questions.
So how long do I have to eat the rock-sized turkey?
16 hours.
And what happens if I don't eat the rock-sized turkey?
Yeah, is it mandatory that you finish this?
The next morning when you wake up, it automatically regenerates, and you have to try again.
So I just have to keep eating turkey every day.
Until you finish it.
So how much does the rock weigh? Let me just get it on a baseline. Does anybody help?
275? You guys can ask questions.
Oh, just like, I have his Wikipedia up here constantly. Let me just tell you.
No, that was his weight when he was wrestling. So.
Okay, so I have a question then. Two questions.
Okay.
What about like once I like debone them and shit, can I just eat the meat?
Yeah.
Like, so that'll be like, you know,
I'm not a monster.
Yeah, don't be disgusting.
Well, fuck. Don't be disgusting coming from you fucking guys.
So The Rock is 264.5 pounds or 120 kilograms.
Yeah, this isn't like The Great Outdoors where I'm going to make you eat all the gristle and shit once you're done eating the steak.
All that's left is gristle and fat.
Can I have like turkey gravy and like all the fixins?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to
eat. You're going to give me 120 kilograms.
You don't have to eat.
You want like, fixings you on like the
potatoes
side?
And shit with all this? This is a lot of meat already, dude.
Come on.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm
look, a deboned, even 260 deboned, like that's a lot of meat. I don't think anybody's eating that much meat a day.
Well, man, fuck. Done, bud. Let's go.
Justin, you're on mute, I think.
I'm doing the math real quick just to let you know. I'm not, you know, twiddling my thumbs, doing the math.
Okay.
Is there a third option? Like
six full turkeys here. You have to eat today.
16 hours, man. That's like eight meals.
8 meals? What are you, a damn hobbit? I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, it's breakfast.
8 meals.
11 Z's.
Second Z's. 11 Z's.
I don't work right now, dude. All I do is fucking eat.
Then how do you afford to eat that much?
But there's a difference between like a meal and a snack.
That's true.
Yeah, there's. Well,
Don't snack. I eat meals.
There is a third option.
You don't eat like a turkey snack. Like, oh, I ate a whole turkey.
There is a third option.
I would have a full plate of turkey and like all the fixed.
While you guys continue to count up your meals,
but you can eat a turkey size Dwayne the Rock Johnson. You don't have to eat.
Yeah, but you see, this is just
you're still a cannibal. But I mean,
it's still disgusting, right?
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, I'd rather eat a giant turkey. Maybe can I wrestle the turkey? That's probably worse, actually. I'd rather eat it. Never mind.
It makes me think of that scene in Seinfeld when was it
Kramer's
Newman's really hungry, and Kramer had just been up sunning himself on the roof, and he looks over and he's like, "Hey, buddy." He's like shaking the wing.
No, I'm gonna excuse me. I'm gonna power through and try and eat the big giant turkey.
Okay.
Because even a little The Rock, that's too much rock for one man to eat.
All right.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm all in.
You're all in on the big turkey? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Gotcha.
All right. I got some numbers for you. I did some math. Okay.
Okay.
Let me read this for you. So The Rock weighs about 260 pounds.
Yeah, he does.
The average turkey weighs 11 pounds. So on average, the
turkey that's a small breast, ass turkey.
It's a smaller turkey.
That's a capon. That's not a turkey. Hey, that's a capon.
Let me.
I worked in a butcher shop for 4 years.
When you guys do the math, then you can pull up your own numbers. But until then, let me finish.
Okay.
So on average, a turkey breast weighs about 6 pounds ish. It's the majority of the weight in the turkey. So using that ratio, that means that one 260-pound rock gives us roughly 141 pounds of rock meat for us to consume. So a little more math. Human.
I think we have an episode title name, Herm for Rock Meat.
So several sources claim that in terms of flavor and texture, human is most similar to pork.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry. Where are you getting this information?
I Google.
Cannibals.com.
Alive.
Yeah, right. I can't disclose my my sources.
That movie's fucked up.
So
the movie is really fucked up. I'd eat the shit out of somebody. I'll tell you that much right now.
Oh fuck!
If I die, you guys can eat me.
So using some pork sources,
cheese bones are like little pigeon bones.
Apparently,
Jay's bones are like this 11-pound turkey. That's what it is. Tiny-ass chicken.
There's 1,046 calories per 1 pound of pork. So
I'm not worried about calories.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to get in comparison.
Cheat day.
Yeah. We're getting down to calorie counter. We're talking
so that
about 140 pounds of turkey. I really think calories went out the window about 100 pounds in.
You need like a wagon to bring this stuff home.
We're looking at about 147,486 calories of rock to eat.
Canuck's over there looking at what gravy to have.
Great. I am actually. I have a great recipe for gravy.
He's going to be like, I'm going to have turkey sausage, turkey bacon.
Ketchup's a gravy, right?
Hey, it's a tomato sauce. It's one of the five mother sauces.
Oh my god.
So the point is, I'd eat the turkey-sized rock. Okay. A little cannibalism didn't hurt anybody.
Nah.
I mean, it probably did.
I don't know. As long as he gives you a little smolder.
I don't know. Have you seen the movie Book of Eli? Looks like cannibalism hurts people a little bit there.
Hey, speaking of
for Book of Eli.
Speaking of turkey-sized The Rock,
yeah,
Vern Troyer died.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's kind of a macabre little segue, but
you know that
R.I.P. just a little bit.
R.I.P. Vern, turkey-sized The Rock.
That's probably about as big as a turkey, I would imagine.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that same little bald head.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to try to eat the turkey.
you eat this turkey. If you don't, you have to eat. I'm just seeing this as an opportunity for free food for the rest of my life. I'm just going to learn to love turkey.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you get all the fixins, that's awesome. I would.
Yeah, if the fixins are included, that's
dinner every day. Yeah,
stuffing and fucking mashed potatoes.
As long as
and
they peas, cranberries, it's like the buddy. Instant mashed potatoes, like they have at KFC or. What's that other? What's the other one? Shit.
Cool story, bro. Yeah.
KFC mashed potatoes aren't so bad.
Popeye's chicken.
Popeye's, mashed that's potatoes. The one. I love their mashed potatoes with spicy gravy. Oh.
I'd eat you love that chicken from dude, Popeye's?
I'd eat. Yes, I do.
Oh.
This episode's an all food.
I'd eat the rock all day.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Now you can get it. You can get a po' boy there. Fun fact, I always stop at Popeye's on the way home from New York City because there's one in the rest stop on my way home. All right. Did we get everybody's? I'm eating the rocks, the rock-sized turkey. I don't think I...
I'm eating the turkey-sized... No, I'm eating the rock-sized turkey also. Sorry.
Yeah, also eating the rock-sized
turkey. No. I'm eating the turkey-sized rock. Sorry. Switch that. There was a third option. Nobody went with it, but, you know, okay.
Well. I almost went with a third option because, like, these both kind of suck, but...
Yeah, what was the third option? I was doing napkin math.
It's secret.
You never know.
You have to pick it first.
Third option, 100%.
Okay.
I like to live dangerously.
You already voted. Cannibal.
Well,
fine. I will, for the sake of the show, go with option number secret.
Okay. That option is...
Option number secret.
The option is that you have to constantly dress like a Civil War soldier and you smell like bad perfume.
One soul.
Yeah.
One I do that anyway.
North or south?
Yeah, that's the question. I'm blue or gray.
Ooh, I don't think we want to go there.
Probably not.
There was like no.
Let's just say yourself.
Well, he says I dress like it, so maybe I can just change it up.
Your Salvation Army. How about that? Your Salvation
Canadian.
Army. Yeah, you're a Mountie. All right. I think
with
that's
all the
wrap.
Trouble about, eh?
Oh, no, dude, about it, eh?
Oh, speaking of which, Super Troopers comes out. Came out 2 days ago. Aren't they Mounties? They have to fight yeah. Mounties or something like that. It's pretty funny. Baroque, do you want to do your Destiny question before
yes.
we get out of here?
Yes, because we got some new people on the show, never been on, and we like to harass them and make them answer our wonderful question about Destiny. So if they were ever to make a Destiny movie, I still hold out hope. There's stuff that, you know, they could definitely go into. But if they were to ever make a Destiny movie, who would you cast as your Hunter, your Warlock, and your Titan? We'll start with Canuck.
For my Hunter, I would cast Keanu Reeves. For my Warlock, I would cast...
Well, if you just put everybody in, like, that's like all their thing is, whoa. Like, just everybody's version, whoa.
I can see that. He's a good Hunter.
What was that song called? Motherfuckers is whoa. I don't remember. That was like... late 2000s, early 2000s?
No, probably before I was born.
Warlock, Ewan McGregor, and my Titan would be Liam Neeson.
Okay. Liam's a big dude.
Yeah, he is. See that.
All right. How about you, Oscar?
So I tried to go with all sort of younger actors to bring a little bit of my own demographic here. My Hunter is Taron Egerton, who was the main character in the Kingsman movies.
Nice.
You know, he's got some parkour. He's got some dry wit to him. I think he could do that.
Yeah, I like that kid.
Yeah. My Titan is going to be Michael B. Jordan because he was very Titan-y in Black Panther, and I think he could pull off the physicality of it. And
not Childish Gambino?
He's nothing like a Titan, Canuck. Come on.
When does Black Panther come out on, like, to watch, like, digitally?
We were just talking about it on our show. I think it's May like 8th. 2 days or something May after 8th? May 8th. Okay.
Digital May 8th.
So I feel like that should have came out before Infinity War comes out. You know what I mean? Yeah. They should have done that.
We were just talking about that.
We had this conversation because I said the exact same thing.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
And then my Warlock, couple weeks ago on our show, we watched The Witch, which is one of my favorite movies. And I think Anya Taylor-Joy, who played the main character in that movie and also the main character in Split, she could do a great warlock because she has sort of a creepy kind of quality that I think could pull off some warlock mysticism.
Sweet. All right. Cool. Thanks, dudes. All right, guys. That is going to be it for the show for this week. Thanks so much, Amped, for coming on. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having us, dude.
It's no problem. I didn't realize we were going to talk about food so much before you came on here. Wasn't the intention, but I'm happy you're always game. And where can we find you guys at?
Twitter, Antimatter Podcast, and then you can write us at antimatterpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a website, but it's yours makes it look really, really bad because there's nothing on there.
Well, that's saying something then, because
we still have a contest on ours that's ended like, you know, 6 months ago.
Yeah, I'll get to it. I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, you guys make sure to enter that contest, actually.
Actually, you know what?
You're getting it.
I'm going to do a... We're going to do something pretty soon because we had our Indulgent Human on last week with Mark Square. And he makes... We were talking about these pins that he makes. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Indulgent Human, but he is a big fan of the Bioshock series. So he made these pins that look like Vigors. If you're familiar with that game, with Bioshock Infinite, part of the powers come from these vigors that you drink, and each one does different things. And so we made these bottles that are like Night Stalker, Gunslinger, Blade Dancer. And so I ordered all three, and so somehow I'm going to figure out a way to give those away on the show. And they're awesome. They're such good quality.
Look amazing.
They're
dude.
Really fucking cool looking. Yeah, I love them. And yeah, so that's it. So where could we find you guys individually if we wanted to do so?
I'm on Xbox as the Academy Award, where I'm framing wars and hunting mons, and on Twitter as I hunt mons. It's great.
Hunt mons. So hot.
A lot right of now. Mons getting hunted. Yeah. And I'm also on Twitter where... Yeah, I'm just on Twitter. Okay. Academy_Oscar, because all the other versions are taken. Don't forget the underscore.
All right. How about you, Canuck?
I am at The Canuck Show on the Twitters and on the Xboxes as The Canuck Show.
Sweet. Gear Dad, how about you, man?
Everywhere as AKA Gear Dad. I'm also on Battle.net now. AKA Gear Dad 1226.
Okay.
Fancy.
Aren't you fancy? Yeah, exactly. Baruch.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baruch Creeper.
Stu, how about you, buddy?
Y'all can find me deep in the heart of Texas and on Twitter at StuGatzo, StuGatzo. Don't forget that underscore.
Don't forget that shit. And you can find our good buddy, BoostKDV, pretty much everywhere at BoostKDV.
Oh, shit. Did we even acknowledge he's not here?
Yeah, I thought I said at the top of the show he wasn't here.
He didn't boost.
Yeah, he was.
Well, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
He was just really quiet this episode.
Yeah. Hold on, Boost. Boost, what do you think about all that, buddy? Do you have anything to say?
Like where your fingers start going to the right places?
Okay, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. No problem. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Completely. But anyway, you could find us at Dad's Tales on Twitter. Jesus. Website, dadtalespodcast.com. I'm at JC Jesse pretty much everywhere. It really fucking bothers me that I want to stream on Mixer, try it, but it's JC Jesse 1. And I just got Jay Howard to make all this shit for me that says JC Jesse. Like, hey, Jay, could you just add a 1 in on one of these things so I could put it on there? But anyway, I digress. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and hey, be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
Bye.
Excelsior.
Why is it so low? Oh, yeah.
Now it's too high. Oh. There we go. Ha ha. Okay. We in
here. Out.
2 weeks in a row. Sorry.
I need that bone in there.
Yeah, you do.
Better.
Slut.